on Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph by the Mishnah. Ashoichet es amisukenes, a person shech sabahim that's amisukenes. They bring down how does what falls into the category of misukenes, that if you put the behemoth on its feet, it can't remain on its feet, it collapses. Now there's a problem. When one shechts a behemoth that's a misukenes, so it is not bogel that the shechita was the sibe that was the of the netilas neshameh. Could very well be, since the behemoth was very weak, so could be it died before the Gemara Shechita, so it's not a, it's just an Avela. So we have to have simonim that by the Gemara Shechita it was still alive. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Ad Shetefarches Biyad Uberegel. So Rashi says, Ad Shetefarches, the Eloi Mefarches, if it wasn't Mefarches, Kimlu l'rabbonon the netula nishmosa koydim gmar shchitosa. Then I can assume that there was a that the neshama left it before the gmar shchita kedemrinim bigmore. So you need a simon of pirchis which shows us there is still chiyus left after the shchita. So that shows that so the shchita it was the sibe of the netilas neshama. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Dayo im Zinko. So Rashi says, im Zinko kederech shebehimeis neufreis begroinom la'art. So the Rashid Mekebetsu says, la'acher shchita, after the shchita they blow with the gorm, and that, v'adam mekaleich, and that brings about that the dam shoots out u'mezanek bekoyach. So memele, so this is also a pirchus, but to show that the behemoth was still alive after the shchita. Omar Rav Shimon hashechet balayla, a person shechted at night, and he was unable to see if the behemoth was mefaches. It wasn't mefaches. It was night. Ulamoche hishkim, and then the next day he wakes up. Umotzok solim malayim dam. According to Rabbi Lezer, I could have, even though I didn't witness any pirchus bepoil because it was dark, but from the ksolim leim dam, that shows us that there was inuk, and according to Rabbi Lezer, that's sufficient. Zot Rashi, Ashechet Balayla, Behema Misukenes, Shetzricha Pirchis. Vula Yoda he Pirchis, he doesn't know if there was Pirchis. Ulamocha Hishkim Omotso, Toislei Beis Shchita Satsavo, Meleim Dam. So the Tferes Yaakov says the Toislei Beis Shchita Satsavo doesn't mean the Mokem Ashchita, I think he says, the Beim is dead, there'll be Dam there. But Toislei Beis Shchita Satsavo means the Chelek Ha'oyer after the Beis, around the Beis, Ashchita, and this only will become Meluchlech Bedam if it's shot out. So then these Chalokim will be Meluchlech Bedam. It's Ksheira Mivnei Shezinka. Uchemides Rabbe Lezer. The Marshalo Bezinok Omro Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, according to Rabbe Lezer, so this will be enough of a birur to show us that the behemoth was still alive after the shchita. V'chachomim oimrim ad shetefarches oy biyad oy beregel. V'chachomim hold not that you need a pirchus of yad veregel, the front feet and the back feet, no, a pirchus of either one is sufficient. Oy ad shetechashkeish biznovo. Or Kishkes Biznova after the Shchit is also a simen of Chiyus. Echod Behima Daka, Ve'echod Behima Gasa. So Rashi says, Echod Behima Daka, Ve'echod Behima Gasa, Tzricha is Pirchis. Im he misukenes, if she's a mis, if the baby's a misukenes, you need this eichacha of pilchus. Mishnah continues, behema daka sheposhta yoda v'loi hechzira. What if a behema daka after the shchite, it stuck out his hand, but he didn't bring it back? Psula, she'ena eloi tois nefesh pilvat. This is not a simen of chiyus after the shchite. This is a simon of that it died. It's all nefesh bovad. It's no raya that there was chiyus by the gmar shchita. Sheposhta yodo, the gmar shchita so. Ve'chzira psula im hoisem sekenes v'she'ein ze pilchus alakein darka b'shas tzeis nafsho. It could very well be that the tzeis nafsho was before the gmar shchita. Aber gase lab ulchei behochis, as him sa gase, this is him in pirchus. Ba me devorim amurim, when do we need pirchus? Shehoisa becheskas misukenes. If it wasn't misukenes, then we need a birur that the shchita was the sibis that it died. Aber mehoisa becheskas briyam, Afilo ein bo echad mikola simonim alolo uksheil. But it was a bri, you don't need any simon, and I assume that the shrita was the siba of the tilas hanefesh. Zog the Gemara, misukenes mimai disharye. So the Gemara asked Akasha, he says, you're telling me that I need pilches, but after Pirchis, Misukenes is Mutter. The whole problem is only maybe it died Be'emtza Shchite, but that alone that it was a Misukenes, that is no problem. Mimai Deshari, how do you know Bechlal that a Misukenes, one is permitted to eat a Misukenes? Rek the Gemore, Mimai Teisek, Adait in the Asir, I mean, what kind of a kash is this? Ma'echi Teisek, that a misukenes should be also. So the Gemara says, no, there is a mokim to say that a misukenes should be also. Tchsiv zois achaya asher teichlu, chaya echel, she'ein echaya lo yisoichal. So the Gemara understood that the Pasuk is telling us that was roi lichyois, that you're permitted to eat, that's oimed lichyois, so that you're permitted to eat. V'she'ein achaya, that means even though now it's alive, but it's not roi lichyois, it's going to die pretty soon. Lo yisoichal. V'amesokenes ein achaya. Amesokenes means if the baby is in this matzav, as we said, they can't stand on its own feet, it collapses. So the lifespan of this behemoth does not look that's going to live too much longer. So lechayre, it's also altus posik. It says chaya achil. If it's roi lichyois, then you're permitted to eat it. If it's not roi lichyois, you're not permitted to eat it. So who says b'chal that it's muta if it was mefarches? So the Gemara says midomar rachmone nevela loisecha. Is alive when the behem is dead. So then it says, Nebeila loisaychal. Then you're not allowed to eat it. Mechlal, the mesuken nesharye. So it seems if it's a mesuken, it's mutter. How do we know this? The isalke daitach mesukenes asira. If you say mesukenes is also hashta mechayim asira, ma'acha misa miboy. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mimai de Sharye v'afilu bepirches. How do you know that afilu bepirches? How do you know that afilu bepirches? I'm a sekenes is mutati. Umadrinen and Mimai teisek adaiten lemisri. The boy call him Mishchayes. How do I know it's mutter? Eche teisek should be yosa. Lav chayehi. Because the postik gives us gedores. So is a chaya shetoichlu, if it's aimed lichyay. And this is lav chayi, vafilu mefacheses. Umanolon de Sharia. So that it's not a midlichye. So how do you know that it's mutafilut mefarche? So the Gemara says, "Midaoma rachmona nevela loisaychal." Ustam nevela misukenes avoi koidem misosom. Now this is the basis of the kashe, or the basis of the teretz, that the Torah said nevela loisaychal. Now, 90% of the nevelas, they die of a sickness, of old age. That's a nevela. That's normally a nevela. So, normally, before it becomes a nevela, it's a mesukenes. That's the normal stam nevela mesukenes avoi koidem misosa. Now, if you'll tell me that there's an isa to eat a mesukenes, so why do you have to tell me you're not allowed to eat a nevela? That means that the Torah said that behemoth that's ain't a ru yelichyus you're not allowed to eat. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me now that when it's dead, you're not allowed to eat it? I wasn't allowed to eat it already from before. The misa is zichen aramater. So memela, why do I need this new isa nevela loisoichel? I know you're not allowed to eat it. I'll the pasuk from Zois ha-chaya she-toichlu, yishen ha-chaya lo-toichlu. Let us see Rashi. Mechlal de-koide mise ki have misukene shari. So it seems before mise, it was muta. The koide mise asire, if you'll tell me, that koide mise it's also mi zois ha-chaya is la-acha mise mi-boi. So it's Icha also, that means you'll ask me a Shaila, if the Issa, is Chal an Issa Achille, and a Behemoth that's not Oymed Lichyois, so if it dies, I need a Potsik to tell me that you're not allowed to eat it. Misa Mishayelo, that means the whole Sibese Issa is because it's missing Chiyas, it's not Oymed Lichyois. So when it dies, it's the zichanotikon on the sibas isa. So zicha should be, so the previous isa is zicha remaining, if there is such an isa. And the Torah said, nevela loisoichal, you're not allowed to eat a nevela, so it seems that after there's no chiyas whatsoever, you're not allowed to eat it. But if there's a mitzvah chiyas alav, or else that I don't need this isa. I know it's also to eat because it was already chal on Israel, bechayim, that if, since it's not oymed lichyois, it's also to eat, and this Issa remains after Misa. Zogt die Gemara, bedilme heino nevela heino misukenet. Now the Loshen is a little unclear. Let us see what Rashi says. Porchinan dulma haino nevela haino misuken. Bekoidem miso mishenistakno korilo nevela. That means, vashmine rachmone dekoyalo nami bela. Ve'i mizois ha-chayim lava bo michlal esehu lava bo michlal esehu. So the Gemara is asking now a nukash. You're proving if the Torah, the Aser, and the Vele, so from here we see that a misukenes is muta, because a misukenes is also, so I'll understand that you're not allowed to eat on the Vele, because if there's only a mitzvah chiyus, it's also. So if there's no chiyus, it's zichus. I mean, that issa remains. The issa of mitzvah chiyus. Why do you need a new issa? So the Gemara says, maybe misukenes and nevela are the same thing. Heine nevela, heine misukenes. That both mean there's a chason and chiyus. Nevela does not necessarily mean that it's completely dead. Nevela, a mesukenes is a partial nevela already. It's three quarters dead. And that, and nevela also means that. Nevela also means 3/4 dead. Doesn't necessarily mean it's completely dead. And the pasuk is coming to tell us that if there's partial death or it's not reilichyos, there's an assay in a lot. But could very well be that there's a issa and a mesukenet. And you ask the kasha, why does the pasuk come to tell us after it's dead it's also? No, the pasuk is coming to tell us when it's partially dead it's also. And the pasuk is coming to tell us not only is there a lav above michlala say, there's a lav also. That's what the Gemara is up to now. V'dilma hainu nevela hainu misukenet. So Mamela could be there is that isa misukenet. There's an isa of the behemah is not roi lichyos to live too long. And nevela misukenet are both speaking about when the behemah is still b'chayim and that's it. But since it's not roi lichyos, it's a lavabo mechlala sayin a lav. So we're back to the kasha. So it could be taki that a misakenis is also also. So the Gemara says lois al kedaitach. You can never that is not true. That nevela is you can't call a behima a nevela when it's still alive. V'chsiv v'chiyomus min a behima ashehila chem laochlo. And they gave a nivlosa. So it says. When it speaks about a nevela, it says v'chi yomus min abeheme. So we see clear, a nevela is when it's dead, not when it's partially dead. La'chamisu dekar yirachmon a nevela. Mechayim la'ikri nevela. So memela. So now we're back to the old raya. So memela. Now we can prove. So since nevela is. So now we're back to the old raya. So why do you have to, so if you'll say that there's an issa of misukenes, so why did the Torah have to tell us you're not allowed to eat the behemah after it died? Versteitzach. It was already chal an issa when it was 3/4 dead. So versteitzach, the dying will not be a matter. So why did the Torah to ask a nevela? Is that right? The misukenes is mutter. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, mechaim leikri nevela. It's not called a nevela mechaim. V'hilkach lo mali lasuri alo. So why do you have to be maza? V'hilkach lo mali lasuri alo the nevela. So why again? So we're back to the raya. Pshita. The Isa Misukanis like also, why does the pasuk have to tell us you're not allowed to eat an nevela? Now Misukanis is also, so Vashteitzach is still also. Fine. So now, Baruch Hashem, so now we prove that a Misukanis is mut, and that's why I need a pasuk to tell us that an nevela is also. So the Gemara says no. No, I. V'dilme lo'oilom e'imeloch, haynu nevele, haynu misukenes, mechayim be'esei, lachamise belav. So here now, the lotion of haynu nevele, haynu misukenes should not be taken literally. Before it meant that the isa nevele is when it's it's still alive. The Gemara said that's not true, and the veil is dafke v'chiyomus min abeheme. So, what does the Gemara mean now to say? Let us see what Rashi says. Dilma lo ilom, haynu nevele, haynu misukenes. Kloima, lo ilom kidekoma, de nevele haynu behemo shenis akno, v'nesro kaidemis. That means, let us just say one nekude. The whole Gemara is assuming one thing, and that's how the flow of the Gemara goes. That means the Gemara is asking like this. That means most nevelas, before they die, so they're misukenes. That Seder Advar. So now I have a kasha. So why did the Torah have to say when it died, you're not allowed to eat it? You weren't allowed, if there's an Issa or Mesukenes, when there was not Roi Lichyois, you're not allowed to eat it. So Hashteitzer, when it dies, you're not permitted to eat it. Why does the Pasuk get to tell me not to eat it when it's dead? And that was the proof that Mesukenes is Mutter, and that's it. It says that when it dies, then you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, no. If you're mitansimate, you're right. Most Nevelis are speaking about it was a Mesukenes before. That means because later we see the Shaykhats here that it died without being sick before. So then the whole Cheshvan is not a Iskal. I need a Pasuk to tell me that this Nevel is also. But Tuma says, no, I'll tell you, Dulma Loilam, tak the way you're going. Hainu Nevela, Hainu Misakens. Kloima, Loilam Kidikama. I'll say the way you're saying. The Nevela, Hainu Behemosh, and Istakno, Venesra, Kaidamis. Bafilohochi, Itzarechko. So now you ask the Kashem. So if Stam Nevela was a Misakens before, and it was Nessa before. And you ask the Kasha, if that is the case, so why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that you're not Latin and available? Rafulach Yitzrecha. The Ilu Mechayim Issa Misukenes Asay Valmahu. This Misukenes is a Asay, a Lavabo Michlal Asay. She'ena Zaysachaya Shetoichlu, you eat, you're only permitted to eat a Behemoth that's a Medlichyais. But it's derived from that abahima that's not oimed emedes lichyos. You're not permitted to eat. That's a lava b'machlala say. Hashminin kro de lachemisa koinami belav. The pasuk is telling us that the amitzus nevela is also as lava b'machlala say. And if it becomes when it becomes a complete nevela, then yoiva alav. So it could vary. So I'm back with my kasha. I'm asking a kasha. I have a posik. The posik says, Zoysachaya Shetoichlu, which there's a mashmois, that means you're only permitted to eat a behema that's oimed lichyos. So if it's not oimed lichyos, if it's 3/4 dead, you're not allowed to eat it. Fine. Could be this such an issa. So yes, the kasha. So, Why does the Pasuk that tells us when it dies it's also? So the Pasuk is not, the Pasuk tells you when it dies, when it's completely dead, then you're even alive. That's what the Pasuk, that there's a lot to eat Nevela. Nevela lo yseichal, the Nevela there's a lot. And a partial Nevela, there's only a lot of a Mechlala say. When it dies completely, there's a lot. Soi bazoi. So we're back where we started from. So could be this anissa by Mr. Kenneth also. Hello. Midi oma rachmona treifa lo yseichel. Michlal de Mr. Kenneth sharia. Visal ke daitech Mr. Kenneth asiro. Ashtem Mr. Kenneth lo yemechasra asiro. Treifa mi boi. So now the Gemara is asking a kasha. A treife has the characteristics of a misukenes. That means not going to live too long. It's not aimed to live too long. But a treife is another chesaron also. It is a chesaron. There's something wrong in the eivorim shanefesh tuya boy. There's yitzchak treife. Something's missing by a treife. So now, the Gemara is asking a kash like this. If you're telling me that a misukenes is also to eat, a misukenes is a misukenes, there's nothing wrong with the yevorim. No, it says a chayne, it's sick, but there's nothing wrong with the yevorim. So if you will say that a behemoth that's not oimed lichyos, even though there's nothing chaser from the behemoth, you're not allowed to eat it. So if I had to give us a treif, you're not allowed to eat. Because the treife is this chaser also. So why did the Torah have to write, but you're not allowed to eat a treife? That's the Gemara. So Zachariah, this is no Issur Misuken. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara says, Almita Omar Rachmona Treife Leisoichal. The Torah said, you're not allowed to eat a treife. Michlal the Misuken is Sharia. So from this we see a Misuken is his mutter. Isal Kedaitach Misuken is Asira. If you'll tell me a Misuken is his awesome. Hashtem misukenes, the loy mechas chasira. A misukenes that nothing is missing. It's thick, it's old, but the only thing is it's not loy lichyes is also treifa mi boy. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me that treifa is also? Let us see Rashi. Treifa. Machmas choyli, wie ist das einfach, muss du kennen, machmas choyli. Treifer, nikib krum, shomoya, ein echter Chorakla, mechuserasi, so there's missing something in the anatomy of the behemoth. Wie ist halke deiter, muss du kennen, machmas choyli. The loy mechasra asuram, if you'll say. And Mesukenes Machmas Chayt Loi Mechas Chasu, Didarshinon, Dizadrashayna Chayeloi Seichu, a behemoth that's not oimed lich, yes, you're not allowed to eat. Mesukenes Machmas Treifish, Shechaseirehi, Biboy, Dach Treifa Nami Eine Chayet. Also it won't live, but here it won't live because of a chasar. If you're telling me that there's an Issa Achille, if you tell me there's an Issa Achille, a fellow without a chesaron, there's Issa Achille by something that's not oimed lichyos, so why do you need a posik for the treifi not lati? Al med de itzrech lemeisa treife. Shmamino, v'sukenes machmas treifes, the mechasra asura. So now the Torah asra treifes, so weist ois that the isa of eine roi lichis is only if it's eine roi lichis machmas achasorim. That's the Torah taka says that eine roi lichis is also tea. But not eine roi lichis because of zikne, because of a machle. Eine roi lichis machmas achasorim. Shmamino misukenes machmas treifes, the mechasra asura. Aber sham is a kone shori. So the loy dar shin and shein a chay eloi seicha. So me meila now the Gemara say that if I have a law that's telling me, you're telling me eini roi lichyois, you want to be mitzad eini roi lichyois is also ti. So why does he have to tell me treif eloi seicha? That a treif is eini roi lichyois in a certain case that it's mechus or something. Eine Roi Lichis alone is a Sibbe. Why did the Torah have to mention an Eine Roi Lichis of Chesor? So weiss doch ois, Eine Roi Lichis is bechlau not also. And the Torah's Machadish is a Chesor and of Eine Roi Lichis machmas Chesor. At the Gemara, die Salke Deitach Mesukenes Asire, Hashtem Mesukenes Teloi Mechasra Asire, Treifa mi boy. So the Gemara says, Vidume hainu treifa hainu misukenes velaver olof ba'asei veloisas. Now Rashi says, now we have no teichfelder. So, but let's just give a preview before we see Rashi. So now the Gemara says, could be eine roi lichyois is also. Eine roi lichyois is also. So a misakenes is also. Yes, the kash is, why did the Torah have to say a treife is also? Treife is a certain case. It's a yesh by chesorin and eine roi lichyois. He says, no, maybe that's not the type of treife. The word treife means tofa briusai. That's what the Rashba says. It's lost its health. So the as lava b'michlala say she'ain oichay oloy soicha. I have two psukim. I have a lava b'michlala say if it won't live long, not allowed to eat it. That's the type of treif also. Treif doesn't mean that there was a chesaron. It's not called your chesaron, it's chesaron. The siba say yisar is any roi lichyoyz. And there's a love and an essay for any roi lichyoyz. Maybe that's the type of treif. The Gemara is going with the same cheshbon like before. The Gemara wants to say maybe Nevel is also Michayim. No, the veil is not Michaim. But now the Gemara is saying, so, but could be treife zich Michaim, and could be the taich of treife is eini roi lichyois. Treife does not necessarily mean that is a chesaron in the beime. Treife is a general terminology that tof abriusai, it's not healthy anymore, and it doesn't have, it's not oimit to live too long. And these two psukim are telling us this Isra of Eini Roi Lichyois, and it's coming to tell us there's a lav and an asay by Eini Roi Lichyois. The Rashi, let us see Rashi. V'dul ma'ayinu treifo ayinu misukenes. U'bein mechasro, u'bein loy mechasro. There's no difference. If it is missing something, is that missing something? Misho she'eino chaya. If it's not roi to live, treife korilei. The treife loshin misukenesi. Treife does not mean something nechsa. Treife is a matter in the bris of the behemoth. Kloima. Treife lomos. So, treifa lo yisoicho means a behemoth that's koifer lomos is alav. Then the pasuk says, achaya asher toichlu is alav, and bo mechalal asay, if it's not oimid lichyoyz. Ve'itzrech laver olei ve'esay, v'she'ein oichaya, lo yisase v'chayim. So where were you up to now? So we're up to now that, because you wanted to prove there's no isana misokenes, because why did the Torah have to ask an eini roi lichyois of treifa, which is a certain type of eini roi lichyois, if all eini roi lichyois are asa? So the Gemara answered, no, the isana of treifa is not a certain type of eini roi lichyois. The isana of treifa is a isana of eini roi lichyois, all types, it includes all types. And the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Eini Roi Lichyois is a lav of a mechlal asay in a lav. So could be a misukenes is also. Yeah. Zok to Gemara. Fine. So now what are you telling me? You're telling me that every behemoth, when it becomes in tamatzav of eini roi lichyois, there's a lav and a say. So now let's get back to my previous raya. In kein nevele the cause of rachman alamali. So if I know when it's eini roi lichyois, I know that what, that there's a lav and a say. So why does it to tell me now that when it dies, if I know that when it's three quarters dead, there's a lav and an asay, so why does to come to tell me that when it dies, you're not allowed to eat it? Uma michaim koilo belav asay la'acha misa miboy. So after it dies, it's icharosa. And for the Gemara, v'dilme, no, it's not right. Hainu nevela. Hainu treifa, hainu misukenes, the laver olav, bishnei lavin ve'esei. Let us see Rashi. Okay, nevela duk meleel. So before you told me I need the lav of nevela to tell me, dimshim laver olav v'lav nami yitzrich. You said I need the lav of nevela to tell me that when it dies, yoiva lav. But now you're telling me that Yoiva Lav already Michayim. Lomali hashna Michayim shi misukenes kaya rachmona treife v'koyele v'lava asayim. You can't tell me now that I need the nevela to tell me that there's a lav in the achila. There's a lav already when it's not oimed lichyos. So why do I need the lav of nevela? So the Gemara answers, no. V'du ma haino nevela, haino treifa, haino mesukenes, kloima. Afilu b'nevela shemeisa lacha shenitrafo v'nistakna motzis mukmesla. No, no. You can say that the posik of nevela speaking about was first a mesukenes. And it was already also with a lav and a say. So you're asking a kasha, so it was already also ready in the die, so why does the pasuk have to tell me not, you're not allowed to eat it? So lohochi itzrich ulemeikam alo lacha misa b'shnei lavin. That the misa, the pasuk is telling me that when it's oimed lomus, there's only a lavin asay, and when it's mamish lomus, then you'll have, that means if this Reichius was taken away, there's already a lav in Asay, and then when the Hochius is taken away, there's another lav. Shnei lav. Lav de Nevele, the lav de Treife, Asay, the Chaya Echel. So where are we up to now? So we're up to that, so it could very well be, that a Mesukenis is Osati, and a Mesukenis is an Asay from Chaya Achil Vishain the Chaya Lo Yisoichal. By Mr. Kenneth is a lab of Trefa Lo Yisoichal. And there's a lab in Essay. And the Pasuk is telling us by Nevela that after it becomes a Nevela that, there's two lab and there's another lab. When it's completely dead, there's another lab. So, the while we don't have any Raya that a Mr. Kenneth is Mutter, could be Mr. Kenneth is also. And when it loses the he is completely, there's another lav. Ela mahochem. So the Gemara is going to bring now a new raya. The pasuk says, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, ye'osa l'chol melochem. This is one day. And you're allowed to do melochem with the chelev. And we'll see later, this ikas posh is coming to tell us that there's no tumas nevela on chaylev, and you're allowed to do kol malache, it's not metame. That's one thing. But now, that's, let's go a little further. The pasuk says, va'ochel loisechlu. The chaylev is mutabahano, but you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat the chaylev. Why is the pasuk telling us you're not allowed to eat chaylev nevela chaylev treifa? I know chaylev is also chaylev is also a chaylev of a shchut is also also. So why is the pasuk telling me you're not allowed to eat chaylev of a nevela? My mechadeis should be allowed to eat. There's an isur of chaylev. What is the pasuk coming to tell us? The pasuk is coming to tell us, Yavoi iser nevele v'yochel al iser chaylev. Yavoi iser treifa v'yochel al iser chaylev. The pasuk is telling us, v'chaylev nevele, v'chaylev treifa lo yisachlu, there's a lav on the chaylev of nevela, the iser on nevela is chal on the lav of chaylev. That means the iser chaylev was also mechayim already. The chaylev is also. So the chaylev was also. So now the pasuk is telling us when it dies, there's another iser. If you eat the chaylev, the iser on nevela is chal on the iser chaylev. Even though without a pasuk I wouldn't say it, and iser chal al iser. The pasuk is telling us that the isa nevela is chal on isa chaylev. That's chaylev nevela loisechlu. Then it says v'chaylev treifa loisechlu. Now this is coming to tell us became a treifa michayim. became a treife michaim, so the Yisrael treife is chal on the Yisrael chayla. So I hear an egei alonu, this pasuk is coming to tell us, achidish in a Yisrael chal al Yisrael. That even though all the time in Yisrael chal al Yisrael, the Yisrael nevel is chal on chayla, the Yisrael treife is chal on chayla. Fine. Yava Yisrael nevel v'yochal al Yisrael chayla, Yava Yisrael treife v'yochal al Yisrael chayla. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Let us see Rashi so far. Ve'omar mal bezvachim bepeirik chatosoi l'may hilchase kloima hay ve'ochel loisech luhu leitzorich. I don't need the pasuk to tell me not latit chaylem. Aksiv kol chaylem v'chol dam loisech chaylem. ומשום דמסנב לו, ובקיים הנבא לו נטרפו, ויוזר לו יישר חילב. So I need a posik to tell me that you weren't allowed to eat חילב, and now it became a nevela, so now it became a nevela, and have I'm allowed to eat חילב. למה יצטר? אלו, the posik is coming to tell us, על התורה אומרו, דחייב משום שני לב, משום לאו דחילה, ומשום לאו דטריפה. ולויתם אין איסר חל על איסר. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that the איסר טריפה is חל על חילה. This on the veila is חל על חילה. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. So far so good. פרקת גמורה. ויסל כדאי תוך. טריפה היינו מסוכנת. Now, till now, you were telling me that treifa is misukenes. It's misukenes. That means it's tolfa briyusa, the way the Rashba said. Lichtoiv rachmone chelev nevele yeyosa lachol malocha vechelev treifa loisech luhu vano amino uma michayim Osi iser treifa chayil a iser chayle la'achamise mi boyi. La'achamise mi boyi. Now, we have to understand this Gemara. I'd like to say over a lashon, I think Rashi can also learn like the Chiddush Eran, but I think the Chiddush Eran explains this Gemara. B'kitzer, what the Gemara is saying, if the Iser Treife means a Mesukenes, you're not allowed to eat a Mesukenes, and this Pasuk is coming to tell us the Iser Mesukenes is Chal on the Iser Chelam. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk. Then I do not need a posik to tell me that the Issa Nevela is Chal on Chaylev. If I know the Issa Misukenes is Chal on Chaylev, I don't need a posik to tell me that the Issa Nevela is Chal on Chaylev. I just like to say over a little of the Lashon of the Chiddush Eran. Itreife Hainu Misukenes. If Treife means Misukenes. Im kein, iser treife einoi ele machmas, she iser nevele miskaret. That means the whole iser of a misukenes, the whole iser of treife is, it's partially dead. It's getting close to a nevele. That's also awesome. Iser treife einoi ele machmas, she iser nevele miskaret. Vekiven shemikta sa iser chal mechayim. That means the miskarev el nevela, that was already chal. The Torah said if it's getting close to a nevela, that can be chal over the iser chaylev. Nevela shehu tashlum ha iser. This is the gemara iser. Tashlim ho iser shechal kvar mechayim. Shezichah bichal.
de kiven de goli lon rachmone. De mitzas is er neveile. If the Torah told us, if you're telling me the iser of treife is because of the misukenes, what is the iser of misukenes? Iser of misukenes is, it won't live too long. The iser of misukenes is, the iser misukenes is because iser nevela miskare. It's getting close to becoming a nevela. It's not going lichyot. And the Torah said this iser, if it's in a matzav of it's getting close to becoming a nevela, that is also is a lav. Treifa leisoichal is a lav, and this lav is chal an chayle. So the Gemara says, I have a kalvachayma. The kivin shem miktsas ha iser chal michayim. This iser was already chal michayim and over and chaylev. Is nevele shehu tashlim ha iser. This is the Gemara. There was an iser that's getting close to nevele. When it becomes a nevele, but that's the tashlim ha iser shechal kvar michayim. He says further, the kivin the golilam rachmana the mitzas isel nevele chal michayim and chaylet. Umitzosay ha'acher. So the second half, the gemar, shu yaisa chamo, la yochel achav, the isel was already chal. This is only a gemar of that isel. So if this isel is chal, so the Gemar of the Isser, which the Torah put another lav by the Gemar, so it's a Zicha Bichal. That means, so the Ran is saying as follows. The Ran seems to be saying that the Ayevi Achidish, that you don't say in Isser Chal al Isser, and the Isser Treif is Chal am Chaylev, and the Isser Nevel is Chal am Chaylev. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, if you are right, and that's what you're telling me. You're telling me that the Issa Treife is an Issa of Einivai Lichyos. That's the Issa. As a matter of this, Yachasa or Mitrasa, the Issa of Einivai Lichyos. So means this Issa is an Issa, it's getting closer to becoming an Avail, and that alone is also a lot. That alone is also a lot. The Iser Nevele is a Gemar of that Iser. It's not like a new Iser. It's a Gemar of that Iser, and the Torah says when it comes to a Gemar, there's another law. So the Gemara held, if the Torah was Megale, that by the Haskolas of Iser, it's Chal already over the Iser Chalem, and I don't say an Iser Chal or Iser, so the Gemar of that Issa, Shezicha Bichal. The Gemar, this is not a new Issa. This is a Gemar of an Issa that was already Chal. This is a Gemar of an Issa that was already Chal. So if the Yascholas of Issa was Chal, and there's no problem by Issa Chal or Issa, the Gemar of that Issa, Shezicha Bichal, because the Gemar is more Chomer than the Yascholas. Now, with this, the Ran wants to say something else. The Gemara is asking Akasha, if the Iser Treife is an Iser of Mesukenes, so why do you need a Lav of Nevela? Let's again see the Lashon of the Gemara. V'salke daitach, Treife haine Mesukenes, lichtev rachmon achel Nevela yosach omalochit, to tell me that the chel of nevel is not tomei, the chel of treife leisachlu, and the lav is by treife, and it comes to us that treife is chal on chel. I know, I mean, and I make a kavuchayma. Uma michayim osi isa treife chayla lisa chel. When the behem is still alive, and there's still a mixus chiyus, but for the mixus chiyus that is not around. It's already, it's approaching to become a nevela. The Torah said, this iser is chal over chalev, la'acha misa, which is the tashlim of this iser, mi boy. So the tashlim, shezicha bichal, the nevela is the tashlim of this iser. What this Taran says, the Gemara is asking Akasha, that I have a kal v'chomer that the iser nevela should be chal. So the Ran says, the Rishash is the Kash, others is the Kash. The clown in Ein Shemin Adi. You cannot learn out an Issa and an Oynish from a Kal Bechaim. Ein Shemin Adi. So the Ran says, so that's why Pshat and the Kash is, this is not, I'm learning out a new Aveira from a Kal Bechaim. This is the Gemar of the first Aveira. And if the first Aveira is Chal and Chalev, even though it's only a mitzvah nevela, so the gemar of this should zicher bichal. This doesn't have to be noin shemin adin. It's not a new issa. It's a gemar of the previous issa that was already chal. Let us see Rashi. Yisal kedai toch trei vahinu misukenes. Zlich de brachmon achelem nevela yosel lachom malochem. Lashminon. Deloi mitamek. Chaylev mishum nevela. That means you also lachom malach is coming to tell us something else. That chaylev does not have tumis nevela. That's what you're allowed to do it for any malach. For kotshim, it's not tummy. So that has to say, chaylev nevela, by nevela there's a chiddush, it's not tummy, it doesn't have tumis nevela. But velish doik me'azor is achilo soy, but I shouldn't say chaylev nevela, loy say chaylev. It is not necessary to tell us that this is nevela, it's chalam chaylev. Ubechelev treva lechuda lichtev leisechlu. Bechelev treva chesei leisechlu. Lashmi inam, the chayel isa misukenis a isa chela. That I need to tell me that, like this is a klal in isa chalal isa, so it's coming to tell us the isa misukenis is chalam chela. And now, if I know that the isa misukenis, Ponevli is nevele. That iser is chal an chelev. No yedane, the koshken dechi maise, when it became a complete nevele, which is a tashlum of yene iser, which is a new laugh. Osinami is a nevele v'chalolei. Uma michayim. And I can figure this out from a kal v'chayim. Uma michayim. The iser misukenes. So the whole Issa of Misukenes is because it's close to Nevela. That's the Issa, and there's a lab on that Issa. But also in that, in the Chayla Issa Chayla. Nevela Gufe, Nevela is, it's the Tashlam Issa, the Gemara Issa. Zavad the Gemis will be Chalan Chayla. Mi boy. So Memela, so Elami de Kosa, Rachman and Nevele, Mechlal de Trefa lab hainu misukenes. Zogt Rashi, Elo, mi de itzach lashmi inon bin Nevele, since it's coming, I have a posik, Mechlal, Bishu Mechlal, this Nevele chalal isachele, Mechlar de misukenes lav treife mikri. Vitzich lashminen bahach nevele da osi mikoyach misukenes. Loi osi mikoyach treife. Shloi nitra po koidem lochem. Teichel a isa chaylev. Mikal vachoymer de treife domrinen amma michaim lemetzinu lemelot gabi nevele. This is a vela chayla isa chayla. The traima de treifa lav mishum kirov misuhu, ala mishum chesorin kid matzachinen le tavayu bezvochim bepeirik chatos ha'oi. Now we have to explain what Rashi is saying over here. The Gemara said, what is the isa treifa? If the isa treifa, if you say misukenis is also, Minatayre. The moment to say the Issa Treife is an Issa Misukenes. It's Korav the Nevela. There's a lav, and there's a lav above Mechaleset. that was, so the Gemara says, if that's emes, then I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Yisrael Nevela is Chal on Chelet, because that I can figure out from the Koshkein. If the Yisrael of Korov Nevela is Chal, so the Yisrael Nevela, which is a Tashlim of that Yisrael, a Gemara of that Yisrael, which is more Chomo than that Yisrael, this is Mamish Nevela, the Zichel will be Chal on Chelet. I don't need a new pasuk to tell us Chelet Nevela Leisei Chelet. So, fine. And the pasuk does say Chel Nevela Leisei Chelet. So the question is why? So now the Gemara's thing is Oishkish Pal. Now let me tell you, so now I'll tell you, Pshat, why you need a lav by Nevela. There's no Issa of Chelet Nevela. This Amasukenes is Mutter. Abahime, because it's not Oymed Lishis, there's no such Issa whatsoever. There's no such Issa. Mr. Kenneth is Mutter. You know why Treif is also? Treif is not also because it's not Oymed Lishis. Amir de Karashba. Treif is now, the Gemara holds now. Treif is not also because it's not Oymed Lishis. Treif is also, the Treif says, it's missing these organs, it's also. There's nothing to do with Oymed Lishis. There's no such Issa Bechlau that you have to have a lifespan. There's no such Issa. If it's dead, it's an Avela. If it's alive, it's alive. It won't live too long. It's a Gate Megomishtar. So the Issa of Treif, what the Gemara wants to say now, the Issa of Treif is a different Issa Legamri. The Issa of Treif is, there's a certain avorim are next to something, certain vital organs are next to something. So the Torah asked this behemoth because of the chesaron shebo. So now, there are two different isurim. There's one isa of treife. Treife is also because it's missing certain organs, or there's chesaronis in certain organs. So the Torah said, this isa is chal am chelet. This isa is chal am chelet. Then the Torah said, that's one isa. Then the Torah said another Issa, you have a behemoth that's not missing anything, but it's dead. This Issa Nevela. This Issa is also Chal and Chelet. Tupsukim. This is not a continuation of the previous Issa. It's the two distinct Issurim. The two distinct Issurim. That one Issa, if the behemoth is Nechsar certain Evorim, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the lav of treife. And this lav has nothing to do with chiyus. It's irrelevant if it will live, if it won't live. That's not the sibus issa, because there's no such issa of not being capable of living long. There's an issa of treife. So the Torah said that this issa of treife is chal am chelet. I would say issa chal is chal am chelet. Now I have a new Issa. The Baim is dead. Nothing's missing. A new Issa. It's an Issa Nevela. So because this Treifa was Chal, this Nevela should also be Chal. I mean, the two different Issa. This would say Treifa Leisei Chelu, so I'll know this Treifa is Chal. It's coming to tell us Nevela Leisei Chelu, to tell us this Nevela is Chal. So now we just proved what we were trying to prove the whole time. We were trying to prove that a Mr. Kenneth is mutter. So the Gemara says, I'm proving to you Mr. Kenneth is mutter. Because if a Mr. Kenneth is also, so why b'chal do you need Issa Treif? So the Gemara says, no, Issa Treif is also after Mr. Kenneth. So the Gemara says, if Issa Treif is after Mr. Kenneth, so why do you need the law to tell me that Issa Nevel is chal and chelet? I could, if Issa Mr. Kenneth is chal and chelet, I'm about to give this Nevela, which is the Gemara and Tashlum of that Issa, is Zichar B'chal. So the Gemara said, it's Oizkishpah, there's no Issa, Mr. Kenneth. And the Issa Treife is a besonder Issa, Mishuma Chesorim Sheboi. So if it only would say Treife Loisa Chela, I would not know Nevela Loisa Chela. That Issa Nevela is Chal Am Chela. That is why the Postakid is saying that the Issa Nevela is also Chal Am Chela. Let us see Rashi. Hello. Mid the Itzrich Lashmeinon b'nevela. If I need a special pasuk to tell me this is nevela chayle isa chayle, Michlal the Misukenes Lav Trefa Mikri. So not the way you said that a Misukenes, that Trefa is called a Misukenes. So, Yitzrich Lashminan Bahach Nevele. So now the Misukenes Lav Trefa Mikri. Yitzrich Lashminan Bahach Nevele. Now you have to need a posik. Bahach Nevele the Osim Mikoyach Misukenes. And this nevela, before it was a misukenes, before it was mutter. Not that the Issa was already chal already. The osi mikoyach misukenes, the osi mikoyach treife, shalinitzach v'koydum l'chein, the teich ala Issa chel. That means, so now I need a posik to tell me, before I said it's a kavuchaymer, the Issa of misukenes was already chal, so the gemara Issa shezicha b'chal. But now, I'm saying that if there's no Isser of Misukenes, so now it's coming to tell us, so there's no Isser yet of Misukenes, no Isser was Chal, so now I need a Pasuk to tell me that the Isser Nevela is Chal. And Mikal V'Choyma de Treife, to make a Kal V'Choyma from Treife, the Marinen Ma Michayim, Adach a Treife, that it's still living, it's also, it's Chal and Chelef, Limitzin L'Melef Gabi Nevela, the Issa Nevela Chayla Issa Chayla. The time of the Treifa Lav Mishum Kerev Misa. That means, if the reason of Treifa, why Treifa is also, is because it's close to dying. So then you have a Kal V'Chayma. The Issa of close to dying is Chal and Chayla. So the Issa of dying, Ozicha Bichal Chayla. The time of the treifa lav mishum kirev miso. There's no such issa whatsoever. Ela mishum chesaret. The issa of treifa is because this animal is missing certain things. Kidmetzachinen utavayu bezvochim beperik hatasoi. So memela, so the way we're up to now, so the Gemara is coming to say that there's no issa bechlal of treifa lamus. There's no Issa of Eine Roy Lichyois, and the Issa of Treife is because, not because of the Eine Roy Lichyois, but the Issa of Treife is because of the Chesaron Sheboy. So there are two different Issa. I don't have any Kal V'Chaymer whatsoever. Madach, Treife is Chal and Chel of Avadik Vesnevela should be Chal. If the Sibbe of Issa Treife would be out Eine Roy Lichyois, so then you have a Kal V'Chaymer. The sib of this treif is not because any loy lichyos, because of kirev misa. The sib of this treif is mitshimachesod. So memela. So these are two distinct lavin. I can't learn that one from the other. The Torah said this treif is chal. That does not mean that this an available be chal. That's why I need to psukim to tell me that I this treif, I this an available chal and chaylet.